You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Only in losing seasons, really, can Mike Trout be left off of the MVP conversation. I mean, let's face it, right? Mike Trout is a perennial MVP candidate, but nobody seems to be talking about him this year being the MVP, mainly because his team is one of the worst in baseball. So, hey, let's talk about that with Richard Justice. I'm Allison Footer. Richard, you know, we refer to Mike Trout as the best player on the planet, and then we just don't, and then that's it. Is it solely because of who he plays for that he doesn't seem to get a lot of attention this year?
That's the only reason. And, you know, I have an AL MVP vote, and I'm sitting here thinking, I've done this for about a week, how can you not vote for Mike Trout? Now, the reason is, and we've done this for 100 years, we have this debate, and it's not spelled out in the award or anything. It's just left to everyone to determine what is value. And the reason to not vote for Mike Trout is that, okay, Josh Donaldson, Jose Altuve, Mookie Betts, they're all getting their numbers in the heat of a pennant race. Every at-bat means something. So, therefore, Mike Trout can't be as valuable. But to me, value would be, okay, the Angels have won 62 games. What would they have won without Mike Trout? 42 games? I mean, and the other part of that is we're punishing Mike Trout because his franchise did not put players around him as good as the players around Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve and Josh Donaldson. And I don't think it's fair to penalize him. And also, everyone in baseball who knows Mike Trout knows him not just to be the best player in the game, but a gamer, a guy who likes to play, plays hard, prepares, cares about all the right stuff. And I don't know how you feel about it, about what constitutes value. You know, I've mentioned to a guy this week, and he said, nah, he's the player of the year. Well, the BBWA doesn't give a player of the year award. There is one of those. There'll be one of those. So how do you feel about it?
I lean toward awarding it to somebody who is on a contending team. I don't know that you're punishing Mike Trout as much as you're giving it to somebody who has been more impactful when it's the games are on the line. And you're right. I mean, it's not Trout's problem at all or fault that he's got a bad team and that the pitching staff all went on the DL and that there's 18,000 Tommy John surgeries among them. And I mean, all those things. But when you look at Donaldson, of course, I'm here in Houston, and we see Jose Altuve play every day, and you just marvel at the things that they're able to do and the outcome of games that are directly tied to what they're doing. And so, I mean, I find a lot of these awards sort of silly anyway. I'm not going to go off too much of a tangent, but the Manager of the Year award goes to the guy whose team wasn't supposed to be as good as it ended up being, right? They get it. I mean, there's a lot of people who think Mike Matheny should be getting a lot more Manager of the Year awards, but, the Cardinals, they can do that on their own. And so I don't know. I mean, if it's somebody that's like, if Trout's hitting 50 home runs, if he's driving at 130, if his numbers were so off the charts and so much better, then I think Bonds was probably in that category a couple of times where it's like, it's not even, at that point, your numbers are so crazy that it shouldn't really matter what your team is doing. But if they're just, you know, the typical solid eye-popping numbers that aren't separating themselves from others, are his numbers separating themselves from some of the other numbers from some of the other candidates?
Well, here's the projection. 323 batting average. That's pretty good.
Yes.
442 on-base percentage.
Yes.
That's real good.
Yeah.
128 runs. 180 hits. 35 doubles. 5 triples. 32 home runs. 113 walks, and obviously that's part of being with a bad team, and 113 RBIs. His OPS, as we're recording this, is 1.015. Only David Ortiz has a higher OPS, and he's going to be punished because he doesn't play the field, whatever you think of that. And the WAR, whatever you think of WAR, wins above replacement. Both FanGraphs and Baseball Reference have Mike Trout first by a mile over Chris Bryant, over all the AL candidates. And there's also a stat called weighted runs created, which is tries to take into account ballpark circumstances, all that. He's first in that, too. He's second to Ortiz in OPS, and he's first in OBP. He's 19th in home runs. That's the one thing he falls short. I looked at him against Donaldson. Okay, they both have scored 109 runs. Trout has 6 more hits, 3 more doubles, 4 more walks, 18 more stolen bases, 31 more points on his batting average, 36 more points on his own base percentage, 7 more points on his slugging percentage, and his OPS is 41 points higher. Josh Donaldson has 7 more home runs. Now, Altuve has 34 more hits. He has 8 more doubles, 1 more triple, 3 more stolen bases, and 21 more points on his batting average. Trout, his advantage is 5 home runs, 41 walks, 36 points on the OBP, and 55 points on the OPS. But again, you know, and I was watching a team. Maybe there is something to the way you say that, because I was watching a team today. Might be a team from your hometown. And they're out of the race, and they played brain dead. There was a pitcher that didn't go cover home plate on a ball. There was Brandon Phillips got thrown out at second, walked off the field. And there was one other egregious thing that I was listening to Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling. I thought their heads were going to blow off, you know. And they talked about, you know, like, what do you accept and what do you don't accept? We understand it's a bad year. So maybe there is a different atmosphere, you know, but guys like Pujols and Trout, they sort of play the same way every day. So that'll be an interesting one. But it's also probably an academic conversation, because the history is the voters are going to punish Mike Trout. And maybe he's going to finish second on every ballot. And then it comes down to, you're going to vote for Donaldson or Altuve, because they have a little bit better numbers than Mookie Betts. Manny Machado's going to be on a lot of ballots, guys like that. But the one thing, the debate that goes on around baseball is, should the Angels trade Mike Trout? You could get a landfill full of players for him. But on the other hand, he's the kind of player every franchise is trying to acquire. And you know, I wouldn't do it. I think they're close. They just got to go out and fix the pitching. You know, they've been scoring runs like crazy here the last few days. But if they don't fix the pitching, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder how things are going to go if over time they're not able to fix this. I mean, he's locked into several more years, and he'll be a free agent. I think the next time he's a free agent, it'll be before he's 30 years old. You know, I mean, that's looking down the road. He seems to be like a pretty even-keeled guy. Some would even say he's kind of vanilla, you know, not the most exciting person, quote, whatever you're looking for, personality, which might serve him well as he navigates these next couple of seasons, which I sense the Angels will not be a huge force in that division. That could change. Like you say, I mean, they need to get some pitching, and obviously it's a lot of injuries that have prevented them. But for Trout to just maintain himself while through all the losing, it'll just be interesting to see. Like, I can't imagine that they would ever deal him. I also would hate to see that his prime years, quite frankly, as a baseball fan, not as a Trout fan or an Angels fan, but as a baseball fan, it would be unfortunate for Mike Trout's best years to be spent on an irrelevant team that nobody's watching.
Travis Rogers, LA radio guy, you know, he's like you and I. He's seen a few baseball games, and he said, honest to God, every time I watch this guy, I'm like a teenager falling in love again. And when they came, and when the Angels came to Houston 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think we were both at the games, and you're just sitting there watching, you're not thinking about Mike, you know, you're not thinking about what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. In a 3-game series or whatever it was, there were a half dozen moments that he just took your breath away. Things he did in center field, think how hard he hit the ball and stuff. I mean, Even if you're not an expert at managing, at evaluating talent, he's a guy that when you go to the ballpark, you go, wow. And you come home going, you know, we just got to see something that doesn't happen very, very long. And he does those things routinely. I guess what we're saying is, this is a really special guy. And I hope that, forget the MVP, apart from all of that, and who's going to get it and who's not, that we appreciate how special a guy we're looking at. Guys like this, even at an age where the young players are coming in waves now, guys like that don't come along very often.
So what you're saying is you would vote for him for MVP of the American League?
I'm saying I wrestle with it. I know, you know, you don't want to be the outlier on one of these votes. You end up looking like an idiot. But I look at the numbers, and I've seen a lot written about this. I mean, I actually did a chart on it. There's very little separation. If you say, okay, I'm not going to vote for Mike Trout, then you can Donaldson, Altuve, Betts, lesser Machado, although his defensive impact is incredible. You could make a case for voting for any of those, and maybe that's the way it's going to turn out. Maybe it's going to be a very close race. And maybe if the Astros take off and get the wild card berth, and Altuve gets crazy hot in September, he wins it. Because I think a lot of people, while David Ortiz is sort of the sentimental favorite, I think people understand he's probably not going to win it. But then it comes down to Altuve or Donaldson. And I just think because of who Jose Altuve is, what his standing is in the game, I think people are looking for a reason to vote for him. And I always feel like you don't want to be the hometown homer, but you and I do see him more than anybody else. And we're amazed at how good the guy is and what a tough out he is. And also just the pride he takes in being a great player.
Yeah, he's already got more four-hit games in his career than Lance Berkman had in his career, which is pretty amazing. When you spell out Mike Trout's projections, it does. I'm a little more convinced that maybe he is a little bit a step above everybody else. But
I'm thinking like, okay, you know, you're not supposed to file your ballot until Sunday, and that on Sunday there will be an epiphany. You know, like you'll just know who to do it. I mean, yeah, if it ended today, I would vote for Altuve. But these next three or four weeks are going to be important for him, important for Donaldson.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you very much, Richard. Very interesting conversation.
We'll keep an eye
always.
On that. You come back now, yeah?
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.